Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Discover a healthcare team that's always here for you at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Email todaycb@rte.ie.
Now, I'm just going to bring you some news coming in from our colleague in the newsroom, RTE's legal affairs correspondent, Orla O'Donnell. And Orla reports that lawyers for the Garda Commissioner have apologised in the High Court to the former Fianna Fáil TD, Pat Carey, for the leaking of information about an investigation relating to him in 2015. And Pat Carey, who's 75 now, sued the Garda Commissioner, the Attorney General, as well as the publishers of the Irish Independent, arising out of articles published in 2015 about a Garda investigation into allegations of child sexual abuse involving an ex-government minister. Pat Carey wasn't named in those reports, but claims he had to make a public statement rejecting the innuendo surrounding him after the publication. He also said he had to step down from roles he had at the time, including his position as Director of Elections for Fianna Fáil. He sought damages for breaches of privacy and confidentiality. Pat Carey strongly rejected any allegations of wrongdoing, and after a Garda investigation, he was informed by the DPP that no charges would be brought against him. Lawyers for the Garda Commissioner, according to Orla's report, said the fact that information about an investigation into the allegations found its way into the public domain was wholly unjustified. And you'll remember Pat Carey was a TD for Dublin North West from 97 to 2011. He became Minister for Community Equality and Gaeltacht Affairs in 2010. He also served as Minister for Transport and Minister for Communications. And Pat Carey lost his seat in the 2011 general elections. That's news coming in from Orla O'Donnell and the High Court. Now, a vigil was held in Nottingham's Old Market Square yesterday, where the families of Grace O'Malley Kumar, aged 19, Barnaby Webber, aged 19 also, and Ian Coates, who was 65, addressed the crowd that gathered in support. The three were stabbed to death in Tuesday's early morning attacks. On Wednesday, Sanjoy Kumar and David Webber spoke in Nottingham University about their children, Grace and Barnaby. And then yesterday, the city rallied around the three families with a minute's silence. Just before that silence, people were urged to talk to each other, to show their solidarity and their sense of community. Well, Grace O'Malley Kumar's mother, Sinead, spoke about her daughter.
Hello, Nottingham. Thank you for being here. Thank you for showing your love for our babies. Be patient with us. We all want to say a little something. But what I want to say is that my beautiful baby girl, she wasn't just beautiful on the outside. You must have seen her pictures across the media. She was so beautiful on the inside. She was a treasured and adored child. She wanted very few things in life. She wanted to be a doctor. She wanted to play hockey with her pals. She wanted to have fun, because that's what all students want. They want to enjoy themselves. And all they were doing was walking home. They were just walking home after a night out. And like Emma Webber says, this person must face justice. It just is truly so unfair. I'll echo what my husband said yesterday. Be kind to each other. Look after each other. Don't have hate in your hearts. Say prayers for my baby girl. I can't say any more, but she did love Nottingham.
It's almost unbearable, isn't it? Grace's younger brother, James, spoke as well at that event. He was on the podium. Here's what he said.
As Grace's younger brother, I just want to thank everyone here for coming to remember the lost lives of our loved ones, Barney, Grace and Ian, and my family, especially for flying over, means the most. Grace wasn't only just a sister to me, she was a best friend of mine, my mother, my father, all her friends and all her family. And if there's only one message that comes out of this, I urge you all to cherish every moment you spend with your loved ones, as you just never know when it will end. Thank you.
Barnaby Webber's mother, Emma, spoke on behalf of her family. She was flanked on either side by her husband, David, and her younger son, Charlie, who accepted the gift of a cricket ball from his brother's teammates.
Barnaby Philip John Webber was born on the 11th of January in 2004. And I want you to know that because he is more than a victim of a senseless murder. He loved pesto pasta, but he hated cottage pie. He was obsessed with aeroplanes, and he still carried the dream of being a pilot in the RAF one day. I'm not sure, really, how a history degree from Nottingham was part of that plan, but perhaps he wanted to fly Spitfires. He loved reading history, but I think actually he loved being part of the cricket team more. So today, we stand here and we feel your love, and we're united in grief and shock and disbelief. And one day we will smile again, but it will take time.
That's Emma Webber, whose son was stabbed to death this week. Now, the third victim, Ian Coates, was an avid Nottingham Forest fan and a fisherman too. And his sons, James and Lee, said seeing the crowd who gathered for the vigil, many dressed in red for the team, was very heartening for them. But just listening to those clips, you have to wonder how or where they found the strength to speak there. And again, of course, we heard from the two dads of the young people who died. They spoke earlier in the week. Police and doctors in Nottingham then have given more details about the three other people who were injured in the attacks. They say the man who was run over and left in a critical condition, he's now reported as stable. The two other pedestrians then who were also injured, they're believed to have suffered minor injuries. It's just a dreadfully tragic situation. Now, elsewhere, it was a podcast deal like no other. This was the multi-million dollar contract between the streaming giant Spotify and the Duke and Duchess of Sussex to produce a series of podcasts. But then last night it was announced in a joint statement that they've mutually agreed to part ways. That podcast deal was one of the major commercial agreements that Harry and Meghan entered into after they quit their royal duties and they moved to the United States. That was back 3 years ago in 2020. The deal was estimated to be worth $25 million. The American entertainment magazine Variety cited an unnamed source who said Spotify had been expecting more in terms of content from Archetype Audio. That was Meghan and Harry's company. And then another unnamed source said Harry and Meghan wanted to move away from exclusive Spotify distribution and find a new home for their audio projects. And you'll remember when it was announced in 2020, late that year, the Prince said that it would bring forward different perspectives and voices that perhaps you haven't heard before. Now, the podcast saw Meghan speaking to high profile figures like Serena Williams and Mariah Carey about stereotypes levelled against women. And then in December, Archetypes won the top podcast award at the People's Choice Awards in Los Angeles. And Meghan wrote on the website at the time, "I love digging my hands into the process, sitting up late at night in bed, working on the writing and creative. It has been such a labour of love." Not anymore, apparently. And I want to let you know as well that our parenting expert, David Coleman, will be here on Monday. David will be answering your questions about parenting and how to deal with the issues affecting your children. He'll take lots of your questions then. Do get them into us. You can email todaycb@rte.ie. Let's go to the newsroom now and to Carla O'Brien.